Somebody who sells wine or oil to his friend, and the price has been agreed upon, but the lokeach had not yet done hagbah, v'hukru o shehuzru, and the price of wine or oil has gone up or down, and now either the lokeach or the mocher wants to back out of the deal. In atzalo nizmala hamida lamocher, if the measuring cup in which the yain or shemen is being measured has not yet been filled, then the yain or shemen still belongs to the mocher. No kinyan has been done, and either one of them could back out of the deal. Mishenet mala hamida la lokeach. But if the measuring cup in which the yain or shemen is being measured into has already been filled, then this is a kinyan. The lokeach now owns the yain or shemen, and neither one of them could back out. As we saw in the previous Mishnah, that something that is put into the kli of the lokeach is a kinyan. If the kli is put in a place in which the lokeach has a right to put it, such as a sifta, an alley, or a side street, or in a chata shoshem, a chata that belongs to both the lokeach and the mocher, or of course if the kli is in the rishus of the lokeach, this also would be a kinyan for the lokeach if it is put into his kli. Now that was the Mishnah says, that the kli is only kona for the lokeach after it's been filled. The Mishnah is talking about in a case where the kli is borrowed from somebody else, and the deal is that the kli is considered lent to the mocher until it's filled, and once it's filled, it's considered lent to the lokeach, so therefore it only becomes a kli of the lokeach once it's filled, so therefore he is only kona after it has been filled. But if the kli belongs to the lokeach, and the kli has marks on it, like a regular measuring cup that is marked off a quarter, a third, and a half, then as soon as the shemen hits one of the marks, this would be a kinyan of the shemen up until there, and neither one of them could back out. So therefore, that which the Mishnah says, you're only kona once it's filled, that's only if it only becomes a lokeach after it's been filled. And of course, if the kli belongs to the mocher, then the lokeach would not be kona at all, as the lokeach could only be kona in his own kli. V'imhaya sarsur b'nayim, nishbra hachavis, nishbra l'sarsur. If there was a middleman who was doing the measuring, and while he was measuring it, the chavis in which he was measuring it in broke, and the oil spilled, it's considered the sarsur's fault that which it broke, as the sarsur is considered a shomer sacher. And a shomer sacher, somebody who is getting paid to watch something, is chayiv for gneva or aveda. And in this case, in which he was not careful while he was measuring it, that is similar to gneva or aveda, and he is chayiv to pay for the oil. The chayiv lahatif lo shalosh tifer. When a mocher sells yain or shemen to a lokeach, after he spills the yain or shemen from his kli into the kli of the lokeach, he must keep the kli there until three more drops drip out. As after the yain or shemen has been spilled, the tendency is that some of the yain or shemen gets stuck to the side or the bottom of the kli, so therefore he must drip out from the kli three drops after he has spilled the yain or shemen. Herkina umisa, harehu shomavah. If after he dripped out the three drops into the kli of the lokeach, the mocher then went ahead and tipped the chavit to its side, and there's a little bit of shemen or yain that could be scooped out from the chavit, this shemen or yain belongs to the mocher. As the chacham will only machayev him to drip out three drops, any shemen or yain that is stuck into his kli after he dripped out the three drops belongs to him, as the lokeach is nisyayesh from any yain or shemen that is still stuck to the kli of the mocher. The lokeach relinquishes any rights he has to any yain or shemen that is still stuck there. V'achem b'ni ein achayev lahativ shalosh tifer. A storekeeper that is selling yain or shemen, after he spills the yain or shemen into the kli of the lokeach, he does not have to keep the chavit there until it drips out three more drops. The chembeni is very busy, and the chamor are not mechayev him to drip out the three drops. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Erev Shabbos, im hashecha pater. Rabbi Yehuda says a chembeni is only pater for dripping out the three drops on Erev Shabbos before dark, but at any other time, the chembeni would be chayev to drip out the three drops. Only Erev Shabbos before dark, when the chembeni is in a big rush, only then is he pater from dripping out those three drops. Mesechus Baba Basra Perek Hey Mishnah Tet Hashaleach Es Benoei Zochem Bnei Upunyan Biyadav. Somebody who sends a kid, a young child, to a storekeeper with a punyon. A punyon is a large coin. And there are two coins called an iser in a punyon. And he wanted the kid to bring a jug to the storekeeper, give the storekeeper a punyon, and he would get one iser worth of oil from the storekeeper, and the storekeeper would send one iser of change back to the father. Umarad lo be'iser shemen, benasan lo es iser. That's what the storekeeper did. He measured out an iser worth of oil, and he gave one iser of change to the kid. And he sent the oil and the change with the kid to bring back to the father. Shavar et atzloichet ve'ibed es iser chem benichai. If on the way home the kid breaks the jug and loses the change, the chem beni is chai to replace the oil, the jug, and the change. The reason why the chem beni is chai is that the intention of the father was not that the oil and the change should be sent back with the kid. Since it's a young kid, he is not responsible. The father wanted that the chem beni should send it back with an adult, and since the chem beni did not do so, the chem beni is responsible. Now the Gemara asked, why is the chem beni chayv to replace the jug? The jug is an aveda mitah. The father threw it away intentionally, and the father himself gave the jug to a kid who is not responsible. The Gemara answers that we're talking about in a case where the chem beni took the jug from the kid and used it to measure out oil for other buyers. This is called a soel shalomidat, borrowing something without permission. According to the Chachamim, a soel shalomidat has the din of a goslin, and therefore the chem beni is responsible for the jug until it is returned to the father. Rabbi Yehuda Peiter, sha'al menat kein shohu. Rabbi Yehuda argues, he said that the chem beni is patur from replacing the oil, the jug, and the change, as according to Rabbi Yehuda, the intention of the father was that the chem beni should send the oil and the change with the kid himself. Now that which Rabbi Yehuda says, the chem beni is patur from replacing the jug, even though he used the jug to measure out oil for other buyers, is because Rabbi Yehuda holds a shoel shelo midat does not have a din of a goslin. He has a din of a regular shoel, and the din of a regular shoel is that when he returns the object to the place from which he took it, he is no longer responsible. So therefore, when he returned the jug to the kid, he is no longer responsible for the jug. Umodim hachamim l'Rabbi Yehuda, bizman shahatzlochis biyad hatinok, umarat chem beni l'toicha chem beni chayev. The hachamim do agree with Rabbi Yehuda, as far as the jug is concerned at least, that if the jug remained in the hand of the child while the chem beni measured out the oil into it, the chem beni would be patur from replacing the jug. As we said before, the jug is like an aveda midas. Since the father gave the jug to the kid, it's obvious that the father did not care much about the jug, and the chem beni is only chayav for the jug if he takes it from the kid to measure out oil for other buyers. In that case, he has a din of a goslin. But if he does not do so, he is patur from replacing the jug. He's only chayav to replace the oil and the change.